The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
And that'll do it. The Rockets in their second straight here in the bubble. And they defeat the team with the best record in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. James Harden had 24, Russell Westbrook 31. All five starters scored in double figures for Houston. And they tie the NBA record for most threes attempted in a non-overtime game, 61, 21 of 61. As the Bucks lose their second game here in the bubble.
Giannis, in the past, said that his team's plan was to go at you defensively because it would be considered the best advantage for them. Tonight, two late stops you were involved with right on Giannis, one where you kind of stripped the ball in it with the Middleton miss, and another one where you guarded him and then he threw it away and House stole it. Did you prove something with your defense in those possessions?
No, I have nothing to prove to anybody. Nothing to say.
How difficult it was to defend Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Next question.
Sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and boy, there was a bunch of it this weekend. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter. Always fun to deal with people on Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. The text line. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch and listen to us on Twitch. And get in the chat box there. You can comment on the show. You can comment with your other Twitchers. And we'll be you'll be able to hear what we talk about on breaks, whatever that is today. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome, awesome weekend. Let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's happening with you, man?
A little bit of both, yeah.
Okay.
A very productive day today on the work front. And had a lot of fun. Saturday was basically set up with hockey on all day and horses on my laptop and just bet.
Okay.
And
I think that's what Josh did, and he's got a bad hangover today.
Yeah, yesterday I kind of backed off a little because a lot of the things I was expecting on hockey didn't really pan out the way I thought. So, because I went 1-2 on my overs, I hit my best bet, and so I made a small profit. I went 1-2 on Saturday, so I just played one game yesterday and played an under, and it hit. So I'm 2-for-2 since the restart, but nothing is going the way I thought it would. I thought the offenses would be way ahead. That's not the case. And teams are playing really tight. And you've got this round robin thing they're doing for seeding, and those teams aren't very interested. So it's been but it was fun, man. I did that all day and just kind of I binge watched season 2 of Umbrella Academy yesterday. So I got
Is that show good? It's getting pushed on me.
I don't know that you would like it. It's a superhero show, but I don't know. You might enjoy it. I like it. I don't love it. And this season 2 gets into a lot more time travel, which, you know my take on that. It's pretty hard to do a really good time travel thing without contradicting yourself. I enjoyed it, but it's not something that, I don't know that you would like it. But you need to get on that Beastie Boys thing I told you about.
Okay. Yeah. My wife comes home today. Thank God. You know what I ate for dinner last night? A frosted animal cookie blizzard from Dairy Queen. That's what I ate for dinner.
That sounds pretty good.
It was pretty good, but that was my dinner. That was my sustenance.
Yeah. See, I'm the one who has the appetite of a child. So, it's nice to know somebody else does.
Yeah, I would have liked to have real food, but I didn't really want to eat Dairy Queen's food, and I wanted the frosted animal cookie blizzard. So I just got that and nothing else. And I thought about it, and I was like, like, he said, is that all? And I said, yes. And right when he said that, I was like, oh, I should get something real. And here's what I thought of as something real. I saw that Dairy Queen has mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I should get those. And I said, hello? And he didn't answer. So I just drove forward and just got my Blizzard. Mm. And that was it. So my wife is back, so she takes care of all the television stuff. So,
well, that should be the very first thing you watch.
Okay,
and I promise you, you will thank me.
You'll promise.
I promise you.
Okay,
this is a Fred Fowler guarantee. Get out your notebook and put that in your damn notebook, buddy.
All right.
So I was asking, do I have AC yet? Yes. Saturday afternoon, finally got the AC fixed. For some reason, it took the part longer to get here. I don't know how hard it is to get an AC motor for an outdoor unit. Apparently, though, it's an extra day and a half, but it's all done. And boy, that you want to talk about little things in life that you don't realize how important they are until you don't have them. AC.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also got I ordered some more workout equipment because I'm really fired up about this whole thing now. And so this week I'll have a bike stand so I can ride my bike in the house, which will be cool.
Okay.
And ordered some dumbbells, adjustable dumbbells.
Why don't you just ride your bike outside?
Because right now it's hotter than... And plus...
But that's how you get the work in.
Well, I can get the work in my air conditioning. Well, and plus, I mean, that way...
I hate running treadmills. I hate riding stationary bikes. Like, if I'm going to do cardio, I have to, like, get out on the trail and run.
Well, I don't mind getting out and riding and running and stuff like that. But it's also, like, during the day when I'm... You know, if I've got an hour to kill, I can still watch TV while I'm doing it. Just set it up in the living room and do an hour on the bike.
You don't want to fall behind on your TV watching.
God, no. I mean, can't have that happen. Kidding me? Especially now
God
I've got...
there's some show you haven't seen.
Well, now I've got hockey all freaking day, every day. I mean, it is awesome. And the games start early and you just, you know, you sit there and watch hockey all day. I mean, that's... I love it. I watched the Rockets a lot. They were kind of fun. I wrote them off twice, and they came back and won both times. The Dallas game, I actually switched the channel. I'm like, they're not winning this. And then I look up a few minutes later, and it's like, overtime? Okay, I guess I got to go back. And then last night, I was just about to do that, and I go, you remember what happened when you did that Friday? And lo and behold, they win. And you heard James Harden at the top of the show. Aaron dropping in a little Harden audio. So, but yeah, that was... It was a sportsy weekend, but I have to admit, by Saturday night, I was already getting sportsed out a little.
Yeah.
Because it was all day. And, you know, it's nice that we've got all this back. And actually, my column for Thursday, I bring back some of the tips we put in the audiobook on sports betting. Because I think the one thing you have to be careful about is betting everything right now. Because you've got so much. It's like playing every hand in poker. You really need to be selective. So I've got a column about that coming Thursday. Got that done today. And then I don't know if you saw Deshaun Watson's comments over the weekend, but
plenty of them.
Yeah, I mean, they asked him about everything, and so that's my column for.
Do you believe that he didn't know they were going to trade DeAndre?
I can't imagine he really did.
If they did. Then the organization doesn't respect him. That's a big problem.
Well, and that's a possibility, but I don't think that's the case because, you know, he keeps claiming how close he was to Hopkins.
Right.
And how close he was to O'Brien. So he had to know it was coming. And if Hopkins had really been pushing so hard to get out of there, you don't think he's telling Watson?
It just seems like he would.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's said all the right things, but... You know, I find a little bit of it disingenuous.
I told Josh, and I want to tell you. We've got a big announcement. A guest coming on our show tomorrow, and I knew Josh would be excited about it, even more so than I am. Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow. I believe I just texted with him, and I think it's tomorrow at noon, or not at noon, tomorrow at 5. Ed Orgeron of the Tigers, LSU Tigers.
The NCAA champion LSU Tigers.
Is going to join the program. And Coach O is, he's got some catching up to do on recruiting because he had a couple, He had a couple games get swiped out from under him that was one against Texas and one here in Houston against Rice. That those were good recruiting trips for Ole Ed. So we'll talk to Coach O tomorrow about what life in the SEC is right and what life is like right now and how that's going to impact his recruiting, because that is a big deal for those guys to – I mean, obviously, everybody wants some sort of, you know, head into Texas. They want some kind of way – some kind of foot in the door. And LSU's always had one.
Yeah, especially in East Texas.
In the last 5 to 10 years, their foot in the door has gotten deeper and deeper. And it's probably started to get deep enough where it's pissing off Aggie and Longhorn fan. But
in some ways, as much as I think the SEC didn't move for the Aggies helped their recruiting, I think it helped LSU's recruiting and really Alabama and everybody. It kind of gave them that foothold in here. And, you know, it's as much as I think it A&M's a better program because of it, you also made those programs better.
That's right.
Which... interesting. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We'll do a little Twitch when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Because it's about to get heavy.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You guys, about Allstate. Allstate siding and windows. Listen, you might be thinking, I don't know if it's a great time for me to spend money on windows and siding. Well, what if I told you this? What if I told you their summer special was 30% off all windows, $2,500 off full siding jobs, and you don't pay anything for 2 years? So you can just sit back, save money on your electric bills, probably save up to 40% on your energy bills with new windows. And this is a company you want to work with. This is a locally owned, they're family owned and operated, and they're doing everything the right way. They're doing consultations and they're doing installations safe for you and safe for their people as well. You want the best rate. You call Allstate, Allstate Siding and Windows. Call them today. Get that free consultation and learn all about those summer specials. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or you can check them out online, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Bama Papa Joe says, good Monday, watched season 2 of Umbrella Academy. Better than 1. Just feels like it could be better. 5 is an awesome actor who's only 16. Yeah, he was the best part of that, I think. He's a smarmy
little. He's the best. He's tremendous.
He is. He's got small hands. I mean, big hands. But, yeah, I just – it was good. I enjoyed it. It just was – the time travel is one of my kind of pet peeves, which is
– it's big, big, big pet peeve for me.
Because, like, it just not any spoilers or anything, but there's one part where they jump on a timeline to go and stop something from happening, and it's all dramatic, and it takes them – you know, where they have to go through all this stuff to make it happen, where if they just, because they can do this anytime they want, go 10 minutes earlier, none of that happens. They just go and...
So they've got the power to time travel, they just don't know how to use it correctly.
Yeah, well, I mean, they just do it for, they did it for effect as opposed to...
what you would do if you really had that
power. Yeah, because I would have saved a whole lot of things from happening just by going 10 minutes earlier. That's all. Yeah. And if you can go whenever you want, why not? Oh no, you had to jump in right here. So, yeah. 713-780 ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. I was thinking, just if I'll ask the Blitzers if they're interested, when my gym gets here, my the one that has to be built in September, if there's an out of work Blitzer that wants to make $150 for a couple hours work, want to come over and put it together, I'll pay him for it.
Wow.
I mean, I could do it myself, but it's kind of like, somebody needs some money right now.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You don't need any money. Jeez.
Everyone needs money.
Well, everybody needs money, but I mean, right now, there's people out of work.
Okay. And, well, Josh works here for free. He can do it, but he's probably not going to want to get all sweaty and a bunch of heavy stuff.
Well, I'll throw in a good beer, too.
Well, now Josh might do it. Yeah. Although today is not the day to go at him.
No, I wouldn't ask him today. I heard the show coming in. But, hey, man, he's getting some sponsors in here. He's battling.
That's right.
He's doing a good job, man. He's been a good addition. I really like what he brings to the station. And I've always thought he was really talented, but it's just been fun having him around. Did you see who bought the XFL?
I did. And I don't know if it makes me think like suddenly the NFL or the XFL is going to have more or less success. But I mean, you could have better frontmen or you could have worse frontmen than The Rock.
Well, I hope they keep conceptually what they already have, because it'd be nice to get the necks back.
Right.
And it'd be nice for Aaron because he'd have more work.
Although the necks, they won't have PJ.
No.
He'll be gone.
But if you can bring back June Jones, I think you'll...
And what if the Knicks suck now? I mean,
well,
John's going to be really sad.
We'll always have the 2020 championship season.
No.
The 5-0 champions.
If they bring it back, next season is an extension of this season.
No. Nope. That's not how it works.
The Rock already said the XFL will... They're going to put an asterisk on the 2019 season.
No, they're not.
No. Or 2020.
2020.
Yeah.
You forget... It's still 2020.
I know.
The longest year in the history of the world.
Ridiculously long.
But we'll muddle through. I'm ready for this year to be over, but I don't, we're not anywhere near being past this damn thing, which drives me nuts. Even my little positive trend that was working for about 2 weeks, that's not there anymore in terms of cases.
Yeah.
So oh, well.
So we're all screwed again?
Yeah, it's not that we're all screwed, but...
Does it piss you off? Because this happens to me when I'm like... Especially if I'm like when I'm betting college basketball. Because it's such a long season. Well, it's not really that long of a season, but you're doing something every night. You're working on... You've got plays every single night. And you find a trend that you start to believe in.
Yeah.
And then you tell everybody about it. And then as soon as you tell people... That trend it's a bogus trend.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Well, and that's kind of, one of the things that I wrote about for Thursday, but it with hockey, I mean, I went in with the mindset of, okay, this will be just like the start of the season. And, with the scoring, and we talked about it last week, and then two games into the thing, I'm like, no, this is nothing like the start of the season. This is completely different. So I'm having to treat it as an all new season, which means I need more data points. But the good news is they're playing so many games, that won't take long. And by midweek, I'll have some more plays for the people. But right now, I'm just kind of – I'm watching to see which trends develop. And, just trying to be patient. I did bet the over on the Rockets against the Mavs. That was pretty easy.
That was wise. That's a good call.
Again, I kind of – just going on the theory that guys aren't going to play much defense here at the beginning – and that there wasn't any defense played in that Mavs game.
Yeah.
But the only hockey game I was right about was the Blackhawks Oilers, which the number was 6, and there were 7 goals scored in the first half of the game, in the first period and a half. So felt like, okay, that was good. I'll take that one. Cash. Yeah, gave the people a nice little 3-1 horse on Twitter Saturday too, which a few people played. It helped that the heavy favorite stumbled out of the gate. But, hey, we'll take it.
All right.
A win's a win, man.
That's right.
And there's no asterisks by that. But getting back to the XFL, I don't know what kind of structure they're going to have. I haven't really read anything on what his plans are for it. But
I don't think they've even announced anything. I think he just, he whipped out the checkbook.
Yeah. But I think that's a pretty good guy to have as the face of your organization.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
because everything he touches right now, I mean, whoever his agent is a genius.
Yeah, but are you more likely to watch the XFL because The Rock owns it than Vince McMahon?
I'm not, but I think there are people who will be.
Are there?
Yeah.
I don't even care who owns the stupid. I know it's weird that a person owns the XFL.
Yeah, but you're not everybody. There are people who are Rock fans who will pay attention to this.
I'm a Rock fan.
I am too, but I'm not watching the XFL because of him, but a lot of people will. Now, again, I don't know how long it'll last because You know, McMahon kind of had the same pull.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, let's say that the season gets pushed back, the NFL season, and it's not on schedule. Does the XFL start while the NFL is still going on, or do they just follow their schedule and push back as well?
I think they would push back as well, but I'm guessing if I had bought it, I wouldn't be planning on 2021 at all.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a smart move.
I think I would be aiming for 2022, say, hey, we're going to relaunch then, and that gives you plenty of time to get the thing up and running. And you know, and not only that, if the NFL gets pushed back, if college football gets pushed back, then you're not in the middle of all that. So, yeah, you know, I think it's and I'm pretty. I don't know. I don't know what his plans are. I'd like to hear him, and then I could probably make a more educated thought on it. But that's what I would do. And if I knew I could get it for $15 million, I probably would have put a group together.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
But I wouldn't have...
No wonder you're willing to pay somebody $150 to put together your gym.
I wouldn't be my money. I have investors, AJ. That's how you do things. Except I wouldn't have The Rock. So,
right. He's not in
He's got group. A few more Twitter followers than I do. Squeeze in a call. Andrew, sup?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, sports.
Just wanted to ask, what do you guys think of the Raiders over 7 at minus 120? And what... do you think that their exact win total will be?
Boy, I haven't even looked too much into it. Honestly, I'm higher on the Raiders than I think most people are. I would probably lean the over on that, but I wouldn't feel like it's way over. I think they're probably an 8-8, maybe a 9-7 team. But 7-9 also seems pretty possible. I like 7, but I'd like it a lot less if it was, I'd like it a lot more if it was 6.5. But at 7, I guess worst case scenario, you just push. I don't know.
I like the talent. I still am not sold on Gruden. I think they've got 9 or 10 win talent. And with that, I might lean towards the over, but they also have a 7-9 coach.
Right.
And somebody asked, Oliver Luck was the engine that ran it. Yeah, I'd be the first guy I'd be on the phone with if I'm The Rock.
Yeah, I don't think Oliver Luck, I think he might be done with that whole thing.
Well, I mean, it all comes down to who you work for, right?
Yeah,
maybe maybe The Rock would be a cool guy to work for. If not, hey Rock, I'll run it for you. I think I'd be pretty good at it. So, you know, it's going to cost you a little bit.
Oliver Luck disagrees.
Well, I think Oliver Luck would do a better job, but if he's not going to do it, I'm the next best thing.
Okay.
Are we having Lance on today?
Yes, he will be here at 5.
Good, because I want him to push my bubble idea to the NFL.
I have it written down in my notes.
Yeah, because he is the NFL, Lance Erline, and I want to make sure that gets done. All right, so, just realized that I only have a paper copy of this and not on my computer.
Oh.
So I was unprepared.
I need a, because I'm going to be telling people about Boomer Naturals today. So I need to get that printed out because I like to have my live reads on paper.
Yeah, see, I have a Google Doc that has all of them on it. So they're in one place. I never have to worry about them.
I have a notebook.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have to kill trees that way.
Right.
The only negative has been the times when, like, I forgot my computer or something, but they're on my phone. So I've actually prefer that to the paper, but this one I only have paper for some reason. And I don't even really need the paper because I can tell y'all.
You know all about this.
I know all about my bookie. I was using it all weekend, man. And right now you've got just sport after sport after sport, and there's plenty to play. And the hockey, the NBA, if you want to bet baseball, you know, it's all there. And plus the you can play the over-unders. You can play in-game still. I mean, it's got everything. And now's the time to get involved. And if you're frustrated with your real-life bookie, go to MyBookie because it's easy to get money in. It's easy to get money out. They've got great bonuses. And if you join today, they're going to double your first deposit. How about that? Just use promo code RADIO. Promo code RADIO. That's simple. Get in there. And not only that, I've been playing the horses on there too. I've been playing all of those hockey bets that I was telling the people about are all on MyBookie. And MyBookie.ag. They'll double your first deposit when you enter promo code RADIO, mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, and they pay. Mybookie.ag, and use promo code RADIO.
He a monster, he bitch, you know this, my sister, my mama's. Now they houses as big as they want them. How they run out no more, mama's. Look at little dumbass, living
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And we got into a Twitch discussion there on, is there any actor out there that is as universally liked as The Rock is? And we threw a few names out there. And somebody said Tom Hanks. I don't know. But it's you mentioned Sacha Baron Cohen, who I find hilarious. But I think even with comedic guys like him, and you mentioned Will Ferrell too, there will be people who dislike them because they did bit that they didn't approve of. And there's still a bunch of people that think his movie was un-American.
That's true.
I thought it was hilarious.
Well, and now in the days of if there's anything, and he falls into that category, Sacha Baron Cohen does, is someone who's done stuff that's political.
Yeah.
You can't win at that
point. You're automatically going to piss off half the population. Yeah. And Will Ferrell did the same thing when he did his George Bush deal.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Because, yeah, like, you know who's another guy who I think is, like, incredibly likable and affable? And I can't find, if it weren't for politics, because since... And really, it's been since Trump got elected, it changed the way a lot of people look at a lot of people. But I think Jimmy Kimmel is like the most likable dude. And now there's Trump. There's definitely Trump people who hate Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Which, you know, so, and I think, but then now,
even if you don't like Jimmy Kimmel's show, he's hard not to like.
He seems like just a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, but I could say the same thing about Jimmy Fallon. But I also don't really like Jimmy Fallon, mostly because Jimmy Fallon doesn't make me laugh.
Yeah, I think he's much better in this role than he was as an actor, because his movies just weren't funny. And I gave him so many chances, and they just weren't funny. But I think he's better at this. He also, that's a guy who apparently likes to party quite a bit. I'm a fan of that. You know, if you're going to go out drinking in the bars all night after your show,
yeah,
that's my kind of guy.
Yeah,
that's
He does like to drink.
He's Team Falcon.
I've got a story that I'm curious your thoughts on, because it's, I don't know. I haven't heard much about this today, and I haven't seen much scuttlebutt about it on the interwebs. I saw the story, and I was like expecting it to blow up everywhere, and just hasn't yet. Did you see the story about TCU, about their players?
I did not.
Okay. The TCU players skipped practice in protest of Gary Patterson. And
is that a guy with a statue out front of the stadium?
I think it is.
Okay.
There's a linebacker named Dylan Jordan who published a story saying that the entire defense skipped a planned practice this morning in protest of head coach Gary Patterson. He put the story on his Twitter. And basically said he and Patterson got into a discussion about Jordan posting a picture of his girlfriend on social media, and Patterson reportedly confronting Jordan about it in front of the team. The conversation then apparently devolved into Patterson confronting Jordan about saying the N-word in a meeting room. Word of said confrontation got out, and then the team-wide protest happened today. The tweet does not say how many players skip practice. But some of his teammates came to Coach Patterson, or Coach Patterson's defense, said that your version's not exactly... I'll read his version.
Okay.
We've got basically a full segment here, so I'll take my time with this. In a year's time at TCU, I've met a lot of people and have really fell in love with the location and atmosphere here. Oof. Where he's from.
Fort Worth is pretty cool.
Fort Worth isn't bad. You're right. Yeah. As student athlete, you go through and do many things others don't. You learn a lot of things like sacrifice. On the football side of things, life has been really rocky since arriving at TCU. I was promised early playing time during recruitment, which never happened. I've asked ways I can get on the field, even suggested moving positions. That never happened. This past Sunday was our third practice of fall camp. Coach Patterson called me out for posting my girlfriend on National Girlfriend Day in front of the defense. As practice moved on, he approached me and I told him, you should have just asked me about it. He then said, you're a bleeping brat. I'll send you back to Pitt. I said, for what? I ain't did nothing. He followed with, you've been saying N-words, but he writes out with the soft A.
Yeah.
So not the hard R in the meeting room. This morning I show up for practice and multiple players approach me and asked if it was true. I told them yes and how everything happened. We refused to go to practice. And he came to the locker room and said, I wasn't calling him a N-word, except this time he uses the hard R. This behavior is not okay.
And he used the word?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This behavior is not okay now or ever, and there needs to be repercussions to these actions. His teammate came out and said, bruh, the man said, stop saying N-word in the meetings. Dylan said, what? Coach P said, you've been saying soft A in meetings, not hard R. Now, that word shouldn't be used in any form or fashion, but Dylan wrong for making it seem that way. S is soft of you, son. And then another player came out and said, Coach P did not call none of his players the N-word, facts 100. And another player, John Stevens, said, big facts 100. Artavius Lynn elaborated in a further tweet saying players did forego practice this morning to hold a discussion with Patterson. Yes, we skipped practice. We discussed as a team. It was unacceptable, period. We all told him what is what on the whole situation, which why we took action to not practice and think of a way to move forward. But people are taking it as if he said it that way. We discussed it as a team and all told Coach P how we felt and that the word is unacceptable under all context. He said, I never said the word was okay to use. We as a team discussed this already on how unacceptable it was to say the word period and decided not to practice to think of ways to move forward. We stood with Dylan about this all the way, but bleep getting twisted. So it seems like here's my guess on how this went down. Coach Patterson tells us, he says something, calls his kid out about posting a picture of his girlfriend on National Girlfriend Day. Guy's already a little salty because he's not getting the playing time he wanted or he was promised. Which, by the way, this is a little recruiting trick. Every coach promises kids early playing time. That's
right.
And then they lie to half of them. That's just the way it works. You get what you earn. And if a freshman shows up and he's better than you, this ain't intramurals, brother. You get passed up. That happens. But I think this guy was upset. And he says, well, why didn't you just talk to me about it? And he says, Coach Patterson says, you got to stop saying the N-word with the A's. He said, you've been saying that in the meeting room. You got to stop. And so now we've got a situation where a white person has asked a black person to stop saying the N-word with the A. And now the black person, who's a little bit salty, I think we can agree is a little bit salty, says, we got to skip practice because Coach Patterson said the N-word. Where really what he was saying was, hey, that word is unacceptable. And then I think you see some of the other players coming and saying, no, look, this wasn't Coach Patterson saying the N-word. This was Coach Patterson telling a player to stop using the N-word. Now, Coach Patterson probably needs to realize you just say the N-word.
Right.
When you're the white guy, you just say, hey, if you're the coach, you just say, hey, we don't use the N-word here. Kind of the way I talk to my kids. If my kids say the F-word, I say, hey, we don't say the F-word. They get what I'm saying. I think Coach Patterson probably would have been smarter to just say, go with the N-word instead of...
Yeah, and where they all say he didn't call anyone that, it doesn't sound like he called anyone that.
No, he did not.
And he just used the word, and he shouldn't have. I mean, that's all. But, you know my opinion, I don't think you should ever use that word, especially if you're white.
Yeah.
But you also, I have no problem with him telling him, hey, man, cut that out in the meetings.
Yeah.
No problem with that at all. So...
But you just say the N-word. You don't
say...
Yes,
yes.
You don't say... Even if you don't use the hard R, you probably just shouldn't say it.
Dylan Jordan also hails from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Oof.
So Pittsburgh with no H at the end.
He wasn't even going to send him back to. I thought he said, I'm going to send your ass back to Pitt. I thought he meant
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Ooh.
Now that's a real threat.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, big deal. I'm going to go back to Pittsburgh. No, Pittsburgh, Kansas? Oh, yeah. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's like sending somebody to hell.
That's rough. You know what's not rough? Saving money. And the great thing about TGS, I like TGS because it's one of those things, when you save money on something that you're splurging on, it's like, oh, I feel good. I got a bargain here. But I don't even think about paying my home insurance. It's just something that you got to pay. You don't, I mean, God forbid something happened, you need to use it, but I've never needed to use it. So I feel like it's kind of a ripoff. So it's really nice that TGS comes in and says, hey, we know you've got to have this homeowner's insurance. Why are you paying so much for it? And I looked, I found out I was paying way more than I needed to. They've shopped every home in the area. They already know what you can be saving. All you got to do is grab your phone and text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. They're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds. You don't need to wait on your renewal. They'll get you refunded on your old policy. It's the way it should be. Save yourself some money. Average customer saving over $900 a year. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody. We were just talking about the morning show on the break, which is on Apple TV+. Social Distancer says, I think every male needs to watch the morning show. I agree. And frankly, rather than those stupid videos that we used to have to watch for sexual harassment, I think companies should make people watch that show. For one, it's engaging and enjoyable, and it's also very educational. So, you know, that's what I would do. Getting back to what we were talking about, comedy a little bit, and Sacha Baron Cohen, and when they go political, and somebody says, it's comedy, a joke. Anyone who takes any joke or movie to heart is just an idiot. You can't get offended about something that's meant to be funny, not an opinion.
Well, oh, people do.
But they do. That's the problem. I mean, I agree with you 100%. You shouldn't. And, you know, sometimes, you know, look, jokes are going to fall flat. You're going to miss, and sometimes you're going to offend somebody who takes everything seriously. And it's happened to us more than once, and it'll happen again, where it's somebody takes something personally. It's meant as a joke. It's not meant to offend anybody. And if you're offended, then okay. But that's why I don't get too mad at people who, in fact, I never get mad at somebody who's trying to make a joke. It just doesn't work. I mean, that happens. And there's times when you go, whoa, maybe you wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
I might have passed on that one. But because there are times, though, where you should know better. There's certain things that we're not going to joke about in here. And, you know, I don't know why people take everything so seriously. And it's been worse since the Rona started. There's no question. People are on edge. People are offended about everything. And, yeah, I don't get, I'll take it a step farther. I don't get the whole people getting pissed off at other people over their political opinions.
Oh,
like, oh my God, I can't believe you. I mean, I don't get it. That's their opinion. And first off, I wish you wouldn't get on Twitter and share it, because I really don't give a rat's ass what you think about it. But whether I agree with you or disagree with you, I'm not going to go, oh, well, you're just stupid. You're just a Trumper. And stuff like that. I don't get it. And it's been worse. And it's just gotten so much worse because of this. Because people are on edge. Purple and Gold mentioned Kevin Hart. As long as it's not Kevin James. God. I can't believe I did that.
I think a lot of women don't like Kevin Hart now because he got caught cheating on his old lady.
Yeah, that happens.
And then he did a comedy special about it, which you would think would make up for it as long as he, you know, shared the proceeds of said comedy special with the wife.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd be a real hypocrite to comment on that. I'm Team Kevin.
Here's what I'll warn people about, though. Just when you think there's someone that everyone likes, just remember that 10 years ago, I don't think you could have found someone say something bad about Bill Cosby.
Nope.
Bill Cosby was the nicest guy. He was basically Black Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And
Cliff Huxtable.
And it turns out not that nice of a guy.
America's dad, basically.
Yeah.
So
it don't get too comfortable with anybody. It reminds me of when, and people don't want to admit it now, but because I was talking to Joel about how he thought Ken Griffey never did steroids.
Nah.
And I said, just remember that A-Rod was supposed to be the big hope for clean players to get back the record from Bonds. And it turns out he wasn't clean. Like, whoever it is you think is doing everything right, they're probably not, unless they're actually Mr. Rogers. And who knows? Mr. Rogers may have been a serial rapist. We don't know. I mean, he's dead now, so he got away with it. If he was,
can you say pedophile?
I don't. I know. I think he would only rape adults.
Okay. Camp Hawkeyes on the Twitch has the gold standard. OJ.
Oh,
everybody loved OJ.
Everybody loves OJ. Everybody loved OJ.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was Norberg. He was the Hertz commercial.
Think about Aaron, how old are your parents?
She's 20. My mom is 55. Dad would be 52, I guess.
Are your grandparents still alive?
Yes.
Were your grandparents, are they old man racist?
No.
They never say stuff that you're like, oh, you shouldn't say that. That's not allowed.
No.
My grandpa on my mom's side, he was kind of old man racist. Actually, but both my grandpas were a little bit old man racist. Like, I don't think they had any ill intent with what they were saying, but it's just the world they lived in. They thought it was okay to say things. And it's like, no, that's not cool. I think even with people like that, like old men, OJ and Bill Cosby were they were the safest black guys. They were oh yeah, those are even in the 80s, it was these are the greatest of the black men. And it's funny that I don't want to say they fooled everyone, because you know what? It seemed, I'll be honest about OJ. I think OJ was a genuinely pretty good dude. And he just raged out one night, and you know, stuff happens. You make a mistake.
Yeah, so a head or two gets locked off.
Yeah, so are we going to judge this guy based on one night where he chopped off some heads?
Yeah.
Or are we going to base him on the entire rest of his life, where besides the one day he broke into a memorabilia shop to get back his own stuff, mind you.
Yeah, not his, though.
He didn't do anything wrong. Whereas Bill Cosby... That's a lot of raping over a long period of time. That makes me a little more uncomfortable than just one moment. You know what I mean? I don't know if, would you be more comfortable if your wife randomly hooked up with a guy at a hotel room that she just met at the bar?
Again?
Or had an ongoing emotional affair where she was sleeping with this guy all the time, they're all over the place, they had a real life, they almost had a second family.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't care about either one, but the second one would bother me more than the first.
That's the worst, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Bill Cosby did that.
Yeah.
OJ got drunk and had a one-nighter where he didn't just have sex with someone he wasn't supposed to,
right.
He just cut heads off, allegedly. I feel like, well, I guess the crimes are different,
yeah,
too. Murder trumps everything, right?
Yeah, kind of does, unfortunately. Although, I don't know, man. I mean, a serial rapist
That's pretty bad.
I mean, I think they're in the ballpark.
I mean, I think a serial rapist gets the same prison sentence. They wouldn't get the death penalty, but like
they should.
A serial rapist
I'm okay with the death penalty for that.
What are they trying to give Bill Cosby? And I don't know if Bill Cosby, like what his situation is. I know he's always trying to appeal and things like that, but I think he's got life without parole, right?
Not sure.
Aaron, can you check on that?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Aaron, tell the people what this beer is you brought us.
This is part of my haul from yesterday's Galveston County beer run. This is the Captain's Coffee Stout from Galveston Bay Brewing.
Yeah, I like it. It's the first time I've had it.
Oh, that is good.
It's a good beer. So, yeah. Yeah, to me, I kind of throw serial rapist and child molester in the same book of evil as murder. And even murder, like I think in this case, you know, this was a moment of rage. Now, if you're like plotting something out and it's premeditated, then that's also a different level. Either way, bad. I'm against it. I'm against murder. Just want to make that clear. Unless you're in the mafia and it's a sanctioned hit. But you know, I think it's ballpark. I don't think you're too far off. And a lot of people mentioned, well, what did we think of Ellen 6 months ago?
Yeah.
I mean, that's another one. I everybody always thought she was nice.
Yeah.
And even when I brought up the very first incident where the guy had tweeted out about her, you're like, oh, I don't believe that. Ellen, everybody raves about Ellen. Apparently not. And now she doesn't want to do her show anymore.
Yeah.
I think you should just fight through it. I mean, if you're really that big of a bitch, then why do you care?
Well, also, she's got enough of a bag where she could walk away and she'd be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's made her nut, as a squirrel would say.
Blitzer Stevens says, everyone loves Subway Jared. See where that got him.
You know?
Yeah, it's not a bad one.
Just when you think you can trust a guy.
Not a bad one.
Just when you think you can trust a guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I quite trusted him, but, you know, that's also, he also kind of had that weird look about him, though. There's some people, when you find out something, you go, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Just because of the way they look. And I know that's wrong of me to judge people that way, but I do.
You're a terrible person.
Well, no, I mean, it's not that I looked at him and said, oh, that guy's a pedo. But when I found out he was, it's like, yeah, there was a little something off about the way that guy looked.
Yep.
I could see that.
Jason Braddock mentions that craziest sports story most fans forget, Darren Sharper was a serial rapist while playing in the NFL. I mean, that's insane to me.
Yeah. Bill Cosby got 10 years.
That's it?
That's it. Because, and he could have had it reduced if he had apologized.
But they had no hard evidence. It's basically everyone's word against his.
Yep.
I think if
10 years, and I think it was $25,000 fine.
I think if there were hard evidence, like if it had happened recently and there was DNA, I think that's a life in prison. Maybe Lawyer Dave knows. He's a lawyer, after all. I bet he would know like what the max penalty is for serial raping.
I don't know. I think I know it's come up because on Law & Order SVU, but I don't remember exactly. It's so weird how I can remember little details about stupid things, but I can't remember how much somebody got sentenced in one of those deals. I just know that it's always like 25 to life for murder. If you get manslaughter, it's 15. But Camp Hawkeye said Matt Lauer was a shocking one to me.
Oh, and Matt Lauer's another example.
Yeah, everybody loved
everybody
Matt Lauer.
Thought Matt Lauer's like the best guy.
I'm telling you, that's why you got to watch this show. Steve Carell as a Matt Lauer, basically. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on
you
ESPN.
You know what another one is? What? Nick Cannon. Now, Nick Cannon didn't do a crime, per se. But, like, 5 years ago, everyone, kids love Nick Cannon. Like, everybody loved Nick Cannon. And then Nick Cannon, there was something happened. And he started wearing the turban. And he started talking about, like, flat earth and stuff like that. And everybody's like, this Nick Cannon. And now he's like, you know, white people and Jews are basically, we're the devils. I mean, that's another guy who everybody liked a couple years ago. And now it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about Nick Cannon anymore. Nick Cannon probably ain't finding work.
All right, let's take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.